Chapter 7 Spies. "What are you doing here?" George Washington asked. The commander-in-chief sounded furious. "We made a mistake," Jack said. We didn't mean to come." George Washington turned to the rowers. "Who let these children sneak aboard?" he asked in a stern voice. The men looked at Jack and Annie with surprise.
"It's not their fault," Annie said quickly. "They were working too hard to notice us."
Just then the boat banged against the ice. The ice cracked. The boat moved on, then bumped against the shore. Two soldiers jumped out and pulled the boat up on the shore. George Washington looked at Jack and Annie. "This boat is returning to get more men," he said. "When it does, you two will get out and stay on the other shore."
"Yes, sir," said Jack. He felt very embarrassed.
George Washington then gave orders to the rowers.
"Make sure these children do not board any other boats when you return," he said.
The general stepped onto the riverbank. The wind started to pick up. The snow fell harder. As the crew unloaded the boat, neither Jack nor Annie spoke. Jack was miserable. They had caused trouble for George Washington, just when the general was trying to make America an independent nation. Jack desperately wished he and Annie had gone home earlier. They watched more and more boats land on the riverbank. As the soldiers unloaded their weapons and horses, a freezing rain began. Now rain, snow, and sleet fell together. Jack heard George Washington call to one of his men.
"The storm is getting worse, Major," the general said.
"Yes, sir,"
the major said.
"I think we're in for a blizzard," said Washington.
"Yes, sir. Our mission may be hopeless, sir," said the major. "Should we call it off?"
"No, you shouldn't," Jack whispered. "You're going to win."
"Should we turn back, sir?"
the major said.
"No, no,"
said Annie. She stood up. The boat rocked.
"Don't turn back, George Washington, sir," she shouted. "You have to march on, sir. You have to attack the Hessians, sir."
"Shh," Jack tried to pull Annie back down.
"We're not supposed to know about their secret mission."
"How does she know our plans, Major?"
George Washington asked.
"Listen to us, sir," said Annie. "You're going to win."
She pulled away from Jack and jumped out of the boat.
"Annie!"
Jack leaped onto the riverbank. He scrambled after Annie up the steep, icy slope.
"You have to lead your men, General Washington, sir," Annie said. "The Hessians will be surprised. They think no army will be marching on a night like this."
"How do you know all this?" the major shouted above the storm. "How do you know what the Hessians are doing and thinking?"
I...
For once, Annie seemed at a loss for words.
"She just guessed," said Jack.
Just then the bearded soldier who had yelled at Jack earlier stepped forward.
"I saw this boy earlier," he said. "He was writing things down."
"No, I was just..."
Now Jack was at a loss for words.
"Seize them,"
the major shouted.
"They're spies."